The boy side, today's daf is daf dalit, and we're holding all the way the top of the Umud, first line of Acha Bar Yankif Omar. Rav Acha Bar Yankif is coming to answer a kasha that we asked already yesterday. What did we ask yesterday? Back on Gimel Umud Aleph, the Gemara brought the pasuk from this week's Sedra, Isha Isha Kiyafli Lindor Neder Nozir Lahazir Lashem. And as you recall yesterday, we focused on this pasuk mainly as the makar for the din of Yodois Nedarim Kinedarim and Yodois Naziris Kinaziris. But we're not focusing on that Rasha as much as we're focusing on the second part of the Braisa, where the Braisa said that Ein Hekish Lemechtza. Once you're learning out a Hekish, then you have to learn it for all purposes. And just like we learned Nidorim from Naziris, that just by Naziris the din is Yodois Naziris Kinaziris. Similarly, Yodois Nidorim Kinidorim, how did we learn that? Because it says in the same Pasuk, Lindor Neder, Nozir Lahazir, we add a Hekish one to the other. So we're learning up the din of Yodois by Nidorim. From Naziris, said the Braisa, we also look in the other direction, that we learn Naziris from Nedarim. That just like by Nedarim, there's a din of Bal Yachel Devoroi, and there's a din of Loise Acher Lishalmoi by Karbonois, a din of Bal Ta'acher. The same halachas also apply the Gabi, the din of Naziris. So here on Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara was struggling with the question, how do I find Bal Yachel? How do I find Bal Ta'acher? Legabe Naziris. Because L'choira, when a person says Hareini Nazir, instantaneously he becomes a Nazir. How is it Shayach Bal Yachel? How is it Shayach Bal Ti'acher? See, on the Bal Yachel we already addressed yesterday. But the Gemara was left in the middle about the Bal Ti'acher. How can you have? Bal Ti'acher means don't delay, don't delay. By Karbonis, how do you delay? I'm going Makdish this behema for an Oila, for Ashlamim, Achatas, what have you. And guess what happens? And I dilly-dally, and I don't bring it today, and I don't bring it tomorrow, and I wait in the mushal for three regalim. Boom! I'm over Bal Ti'acher. But the Ram said yesterday, as soon as a person says, Hareini Nazir, he's a Nazir. How he cannot delay his becoming a Nazir. As soon as he said it, it's done. And that was the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara gave one answer yesterday. The answer the Gemara gave was that he said, Loi iftar min ha'olam ad she'ehei Nazir. That the person made a statement, I do not wish to pass away from this world until I become a Nazir. So the Ram said, by making such a statement, what he was saying is, I want it to be Vadai that before I pass away, I'll be a Nazir. But I can't be Vadai unless I start Naziris now, because I don't know when a Kaddish Baruch Hu is going to snap his fingers and take me away. So therefore I cannot delay it a day or a month or a year, because Chulil V'Chas, I may not live that long. So therefore automatically I have to go and take upon my Naziris immediately. If I decide, no, well, let's wait, I got time, you know. Kaddish Baruch Hu gave me a shtar, I'm going to live till 120, I can do it in a year from now or a month from now. He's over on Bal Ti'acher immediately, says the Ran. Even though normally Bal Ti'acher is a din of the three regalim, not over here. Over here, it hits immediately. And therefore, as soon as he says these magic words, like Iftam and Oilam HaShehei Nazir, he's Mechuyav to become a Nazir Li'alter. And if he pushes it off, he's over on the din of Bal Ti'acher. That was the teretz of yesterday to this kasha. But the Gemara today is going to give another three or four terutzim to answer this kasha. How is it Shayach Bal Ti'acher by Naziris? And therefore we start the Gemara Rav Acha Bar Yankif Amar Kigoyin. Denodar v'hu bebeis akvoris. As we know, one of the main isurim of Naziris is that a person is not allowed to be metamel ameisim. What happens if, when he made the Neder Naziris, he was in the Beis HaChaim already? So what's the tip? So the Gemara is assuming at this point that the Naziris is not Chal yet. When will the Naziris be Chal? only when he leaves the Beis HaChayim. And therefore that's what the Pasuk is telling us. Get out of the cemetery as soon as possible. Don't say Ganz Tehillim over there. Aros, get out of the cemetery so you should be able to go and accept upon yourself the Nazir. Because you can't be a Nazir here in the Beis HaChayim. That's the Gemara's Havamina. Yes.
The Pshat is like this. When a guy becomes Tomei, you stop the count. So maybe you don't start it. It's one.
That's Gemara's half a minute. Maskim. But we'll see in the Gemara in a moment that it's not so simple. So therefore, Reb Pilchus explains that when the Gemara says that there's a din about the Acher, is that just like when you have a Nozer that becomes Tamei, then Hariyamim Harishoinim Yiplu, and you have to start all over again. So the Choyra, you can't even start the engine of Nazirus running until he is Tahar. So since he's in the Beis HaChayim, we tell him, get out of here as soon as possible, immediately, and don't pass zero, and don't go back to go. Shnel arose, and if you dilly-dally, you're over on the din about the Acher. That's what the Torah is coming to tell you. You see, if you look at the first full Ran, which starts roughly 12, 13 lines down on the left-hand margin, keep going, Shenozer Behu Bebeisik Varis, Shitzorich Lotzeis Miyad. Get out right now. Get out. Ula Kabel Ola Naziris. V'chilei Navik. If he doesn't get out, and he said, no, I got another 5 minutes, I just want to say one more kapitel, one more mole, one more whatever. V'chilei Navik comes about to Acher, he's Uivram Balti Acher immediately. That's how the Ran learns Pshat in Agamar. By the way, although that's the way the Ram learns and the Toysis learns, the Rosh respectfully disagrees. For those of you that have the Rosh on the right hand margin, Peter Shirosh, if you look at the Rosh on the right hand margin, Kyogon Shinozov basic kvaris, for oybal to acher, im omad bi oisetoma gimel regalim vleinitar the mitzvahs naziris.
So the Ran has to be
exactly. So there is a machloek between the Rosh and the Ran. When is the Balti Acher Aveira triggered? According to the Ran, it's triggered immediately. If the person waits an extra 5 seconds, he's already over Balti Acher because he's got to get out miyad. And therefore, the Ran said, if he doesn't get out miyad, come about to Acher immediately. But the Rosh says, no, he's only going to be about to Acher if he dilly-dallies in starting his Naziris after 3 regalim. Of course, the Svar of the Rosh is very simple, because the whole Makar for the din about to Acher is for Karbonis, and Karbonis the din is after Shalish regalim. So therefore, I assume that the saying, the whole Halacha, is exported to Hilchas Naziris, and it's also after 3 regalim. But the Ran, the Fadish on the bottom of the Amud Beis of yesterday, says, no, that's only by Karbonis. But for instance, the Gabin Naziris, it's something that happens immediately.
This was, goes out, then he has a 3 regalim period.
Then
he has to camp out in the social community.
According to the Rosh?
Yeah, according to the Rosh.
Rosh says, Omed Ba'oisetumah. So it sounds like even if he goes out of the Beis HaChayim, but he doesn't go to the mikveh and he doesn't do Hazor Shlishu Shvi for 3 regalim, then he's over. He'll also be over not being able to eat Korban Pesach. But that's a separate problem. The problem that we're dealing with is the din of the Naziris. Anyway, so that sounds like a good pshat. Balta Acher, a person who starts off in Naziris and Beis HaKvaris. And therefore he cannot start immediately. Balta Acher, shnell, go out. So Timohani Chalaman Diyom Eloi Chayla Ale Naziris La Me'alta. You're right according to that mandiyomer. El mandiyomer may alter chayla le naziris me ikabalti acher. What is the Gemara referring to? So the Ran reminds us that a mesechlis naziris, a mesechlis nazir, there's a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. If you want to look at the next shtickle Ran, Hanich lemandiyam, it's parallel to halfway down the Gemara. Hanich lemandiyam lechalal nei naziris laalta plukta. The Rabbi Yochanan v'Reish Lakish beperek gimel de nazir. The Rabbi Yochanan I achel v'shasi yain v'beis hakvaris laki the chayla alei naziris miyad. Oh, not like we learned until now. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you have this fellow. He's in the beis hakvaris. He says areini nazir, and then he goes and takes out some wine and he starts drinking and he starts eating grapes. He's over and he gets malchus immediately because he did become a nazir after all. It's a Rish Lakish lechayla lenaziris miyad. He holds no. You only become a nazir when you leave the base of chayim. Ulchinafing mi base of kvaris tzarach lachzor ulekabel. Then he has to make a new kabbalas naziris. So therefore, the teretz that we just gave now is wonderful according to Rish Lakish. The Rish Lakish says if you're in the base of kvaris, nothing happens. Therefore, you could drink wine, you can go and be metamala mesim. He's in the, he could go and take haircuts, he can go and eat grapes because nothing happened yet. When will it be chal? When he gets out. Oh, so that's what the Baal Ta'acha says. Get out, don't stay in. Aros. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, since the Naziris is chal miyad, Hadra Kushla Duchta, we go back to square one. Where do we find the dinner Balti Acher? After all, even in the cemetery, as soon as he says Areni Nazir, he becomes a Nazir immediately, instantaneously. Where's the Balti Acher?
Master, the answer is something new here.
What does he say?
It means Kabbalah. Yeah, according to that.
Why does he have to come up?
Oh, because he's in the basic course.
Exactly.
But that's really not mentioned, but that's an interesting thing.
An interesting or an interesting additive. You don't even need to come on to that. It could be as soon as he comes out. Good. Ich maske.
Why is it that when he takes upon Naziris, doesn't he have to do some sort of a positive act to bring on the Tumah? He's just there.
Mm-hmm.
And He's not actively going into a base of kavaris after he's taken on Naziris. He was there already.
And therefore?
So I'm not sure. I mean, I don't understand why he's done something wrong.
And the question is, putting aside whether he's doing something right or wrong, the question is the Naziris triggered yet? If he happens to be in a bechina of Tahara, if he's not inside a cemetery, as soon as he says, ready, Nazir, instantaneously becomes a Nazir. Question now, if he happens to be in the Beis HaChaim, since it's impossible for him to go and comply with all the rules and requirements of a Nazir, one of them being not to metamel the Mesim, so therefore, according to Reish Lakish, he can't start the clock ticking yet because it's impossible for him to become a full-fledged Nazir since he's being metamel the Mesim as we speak. But Rabbi Yochanan says he is violating his din of Naziris. He can become a Nazir, and just like if he drinks, he'll be over, and just like if he's going to go and eat grapes, he'll be over. Similarly, he'll be over for the fact that he's in the Beis HaChaim, he's being Metama. However, the machloikis is the Naziris chal or not? Sifrei Tigmara, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that me alter chayla lei, me ikabalti acher vaita. We're back to square one. There's no balti acher. He's already a Nazir from the first moment that he said already. Nazir. So that's the kash of Yoid. And Nucha kash. Omer Marber of Ashi, Chayla Naziris Alei Me Alter. What is Marber of Ashi saying? The Marber of Ashi is not getting in the middle of this machloikis, because Marber of Ashi is a generation or two later on. Rav Ashi, as you know, was the one that was the codifier of the Shas, Ravina Rav Ashi, and this is his son. Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish were from the very first Amirai. So what the Gemara is telling us is that Mar Rav Ashi said that our understanding of the Machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish, is incorrect. That the Emerson, both of them hold that Naziris is Chal Miyad, immediately, even in the Beis HaChaim. So what is the Machloikis? That Reish Lakish, that says that there's a din of, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that says that Ochel Vishasi Yaima Besa Kvaris, he holds that not only is he a Nazir, he's a full-fledged Nazir for purposes of getting Malkis, while according to Reish Lakish, he is a Nazir, but not a full-fledged Nazir, and he doesn't get Malkis. But both of them agree that he's a Nazir. There, like the Gemara says, "Va'omer Mar Baravashi Chayla Naziris Alei Mi Alter V'Chi Peligi." The only machloikis is le'inyan Malkis Peligi. That if and when you violate your Naziris by eating or drinking, do you get Malkis? However, Kuli Alma Moidi, that the Naziris is Chal Miyad. So let's look at the next Shtikel Ran. Elamandi Yomar Mi Alter Chayla Alei Mi Ikel Meimar. We left it out from the previous. The kimin the chayl alei naziris leka bal te'acher li'olim. There's no bal te'acher. That was a kasha that we asked. And according to Marber Rav Ashi, that holds it according to everybody, even according to Reish Lakish Nazirus is Chal Miyad. Chal Elay Nazirus Mi'alta. V'loy Tzorach Kabbalah Kinofik. You don't need Kabbalah when he leaves. That was the Shtikaran from before. Ulin Yemalkis Udepligi. Iloki Alachilis Anovim. V'oydim Vesekvaris. Or not. V'chivin Dechal Alay Nazirus. V'loy Tzorach Kabbalah. My Balta Acher Iker. Since the home Machloikis of Yechon Reish Lakish is only limited to whether or not he gets the Oynish of Malkis. But everybody agrees that he's a Nazir. So I'm back to square one. How do I find a case of Balta Acher by Nazirus, even inside the cemetery, when the person says already Nazir? According to Mabar Avashi, everybody agrees he becomes a Nazir Miyad. So there's no delay factor of Balta Acher.
The only kasha would be,
yeah,
it's a half a status.
Yeah.
Either you're a Nazir, yeah, it's like being partially pregnant.
You have to see what Mabar Avashi says. Okay, Mitch Masechta is Nazir.
No, I'm
for our purposes, we're still stuck with the original question, how do I have Balta Acher? Every the Gemara...
You have Malkus when you don't get someone purposely Matama himself.
Yeah.
He doesn't get Malkus. It's only if he drinks wine.
You mean, why is he more referred to the Dafka, the wine and the...
Right.
Why didn't they talk about that he being Matama himself?
Right.
It's Kanzai, the reason is because by the time he said already Nazir, he was already Tame. So therefore, there is no new din. Don't become Tame. It was Tame already from before, which is what the Uri was suggesting earlier. So then, one he say already Nazir, go and tell him don't eat or don't drink. If he eats or drinks, he's over and he gets Malkus. But go and say don't be Matama, I'm already Tame. It's already too late.
So going out of the Bezachayim doesn't really help his Tuma situation.
I'm sorry, Nachum.
Going out of the Bezachayim,
right.
He still has
it's to true. And that's part of the Gemara's Tertz. So now, we're still at the original Kasha. How do you find Balta Acher? Even in the cemetery, it says already he knows he becomes a Nazir. Everything Gemara for the Hachi. Come lay be Balti Acher Mishum de Koma Acher Naziris de Tahara. Oh, the Balta Acher is that he cannot start counting the Naziris de Tahara yet. What does that mean? As you know, it says in the Torah, in fact, in this week's parsha, like we said yesterday, that if you have a Nazir that becomes Tamei, what do you have to do? Number one, he has to have Tiglachas. Number two, he has to go and have Hazuas Shlishi Ushvi. Number three, he has to go and bring two Oifalach, one for a Chatas, one for an Oila. And then after that, by Yom Rishonim Yiplu, and he starts counting all over again from day number one. Mm-hmm. So therefore the same thing applies to this Nazir who's in the Beis HaChaim. When he comes out, even though he's already started his Naziris, that he's quote unquote a Nazir, but he can't go and start counting his 30 days of Naziris until he has his Tahara. What would be his Tahara? He have to have the Tiglachas, you have to have the Hazosh Lishishvi, you have to go and bring his Kabbonis of Nazir Bitumah, and then he can start all over again from day one. This pushing off the beginning of Nazirus of day one, that's how he's being over in Balti Acher. The fact that when he was inside the Beis HaChaim and he took upon himself the Hareini Nazir now, and he cannot start his Nazirus Tahara now, he's going to have to delay. That is going to be his Isser, that is his being over in the din about Balti
Acher. Delays.
Exactly right. And therefore, says now Rav Ashi, Omer Rav Ashi, Hoyul V'chein, once you've come up with this pshat, then you don't even have to come on to such a remote situation of a person that says Hareini Nazir in a Beis HaChaim. That's, of course, highly unlikely. When's the last time you heard a person saying Hareini Nazir Beis HaChaim? Of course, you don't hear Hareini Nazir any time nowadays, but the point is, this is remote. Says Rav Ashi, Hoyul V'chein, but once I've said this pshat, I can now extend it even to a regular Nazir. If you have a regular Nazir who said already Nazir outside of the Beis HaChaim, he just said already Nazir. And what does he do? Shetim Me'atz B'mezid. He specially goes over to a mess and he's metam himself Hareini Mukhanam Zuman to become Tami B'mez. He becomes Tami B'mezid. What's going to happen now? He cannot continue counting the Naziris Tahara. He's going to have to go through the Shlishi Shvi and he's going to have to go bring Kabbonis, etc. Ooh! He can be Oivim Mishum Balti Acher the Naziris Tahara. Once I said that the Balti Acher is not only on becoming a Nazir generally, but even the more limited Nazir's Tahara, so I don't have to talk about that he started off on the left foot in the Beis HaChaim. Even he started off normally, but afterwards he's metame himself. Why were you metame yourself? You won't be able to continue in the Zeiros Tahara. Well, that'll be over on the Baal Ti'achar. But then he's not over the Yisr.
No, because there he has to take the steps to complete his
Why is he actually being mitzvah? Why is he becoming tahar and restarting
right,
his
right.
Zeiros?
So you should have to hurry up and get taken.
Because a nazir is supposed to go and count 30 days and then end his nazirus and do his tiklachas and bring his three karbonas. And what did this fellow do? By being metam himself, he's now delaying that whole process of counting from 1 through 30 and then finishing off the nazirus like he's supposed to. So he's delaying his performance of the mitzvah of nazir.
He's doing that also if it's by onus. If he doesn't quickly...
Yeah, but then he's not over the Isser, then, you know, he's anointed.
He's over the Isser of... He's not over the Isser of the Talmud.
If he delays...
Wait next week for the Hazar, I don't have to go to...
Okay, then he will be over the Talmud.
I think that makes sense. But I think what the Gemara is saying is he's going to be over already instantaneously. By being metam himself immediately, he's now preventing himself from continuing to finish off the 30 days. Now you're over because you're delaying, even if he doesn't delay subsequently. In other words, even if immediately goes shlishi and shvi, but he's already over about to achim by the fact that he didn't complete his naziris tahara bismanoi, but he delayed it because he's going to have to start all over again. Over. But l'chayr, you're right. If after that he waited and he didn't do shlishi shvi immediately, and l'chayr, by a case of oinus or shagi, l'chayr, the same thing should apply. L'chayr is doctor good. Now that's a pshat therefore of Rav Ashi. Now we have another pshat, and this pshat is very machudosh. This is a pshat of Rav Acha Bereid Rav Ika Omar Oiver Bebal Te'acher Tiglachtoi. What is Rav Acha telling us? Rav Acha is saying that the din of Bal Te'acher that we learned from Nedarim to Nazirus doesn't only apply to the Gansa Parsha of Nazirus, but even applies to a detail in the Tahara after the Nazirus is over. Meaning, this person became already Nazir, he did what he was supposed to do. And he was taka for 30 days. Then everything was fine. And the end of the 30 days, he has to make an initial taglachas. Then he has to go and bring the three karbonois. And then after the three karbonois, the Torah says again that he has to do a taglachas. And what does he do with the hair? He takes the hair and he puts it under the dud, under that large pot which is in the Azara, in which they're cooking the Zroya b'shelem and Ayil. And after that, it's in the pasuk v'yachar yishte hanozi yoyin. After that, he now becomes a civilian once again, and he can start drinking wine once again. That's what it says in this week's set. So therefore, that tiglachas post the three karbonos is part and parcel of the mitzvah. What happens if after he brought his three karbonos, he said, the barber's on vacation today, I don't have time, I want to go back to work, I have to go to a daf yomi shir, I don't have time. I'll do my tiglachas tomorrow. I'll do my tiglachas next week. The halacha is he's oiver on Baal Te'acher. Even though it's not Baal Te'acher on the Parsha Naziris. I already did my Naziris instantaneously, immediately, all my 30 days, and I brought my kabbalas, and I did what I was supposed to. You delayed on your tiglachas. That's enough to be over the din of Baal Te'acher, according to this man.
It's really a notch further of what the other one said.
Absolutely.
What Rashi said. Very similar.
Yeah, but there he's talking about starting the Taharas from square one. Here he already did the whole...
Even in the Tahara, there's also a Baal Te'acher.
Exactly. So even though on this little detail, that's also considered Baal Te'acher, according to this pshat. Now, in the taglachas itself, there's a machloikis with the taglachas me'akevis. What means what is me'akev? Because when the pasuk says that he brings his three kabbonis, and then after that he does his taglachas, he takes the hair and he puts it under the dud, then it says in the pasuk, v'yachar yishte ha'nozir yoyin. And there's a machloikis in Masechtas Nozir. What is that achar referring to? Is that achar referring to achar kol ha'masim kulam, that you have to do all the three kabbalas and do the taglachas, and only after that achar yishanozi yoin? Or is achar afilo achas mehen, even if you didn't do the whole parsha, which at this point sounds like, even if you just did the three kabbalas without doing the taglachas, is it ready from that point on? Can he already drink the wine? That's what we call what the teglaches is ma'akid. We're going to see, by the way, shortly in the Gemara, that one man, the Yama, is going to say that you don't even need all three karbanas. Even if you only bring one karban, that's already enough to go and be matar. When I say matar, he's already tohar, but to go and be matar him to go and drink from the wine. But we're not up to that man, the Yama.
He do the mitzvah,
but this heavy. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying. One second, I'll be right with you. But the Gemara is saying is, even though there's a machloikis as to whether tegelachas is ma'akev to go and make him into a regular civilian again, to be able to go and eat grapes, to go and be able to take haircuts, to be able to go and drink wine, to be able to metamal amesim, there's a machloikis with the tegelachas ma'akev, but kuli alma moida, the tegelachas is certainly a mitzvah, and therefore if he dilly-dallies and he doesn't do the tegelachas immediately after he brought the three karbonis, to be able to go and take the hair and put it underneath the dud, etc., he said, I'll wait, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it next week. He's ready. Oyvin the din of Balti Acha and Dozuk the Vacha Reda Vika. That what? Oyvin Balti Acha Tiglachte. Follow me, boil a mandiyama Tiglachas Makevis. Not only could that mandiyama Tiglach Makevis, which shows you that this is a big, heavy duty item. Because without that, he still is a nozer. He cannot drink wine yet. And with the mandiyama Tiglachas, Aina Makevis. A mitzvah Giluach me aloy Makayim. But a mitzvah Dachda. And since it's a mitzvah, that's what I learned from the Hekish, from the Darim, that there's a din of Balti Acha. Do the haircut immediately. Don't delay. And if you did delay, you're even the din about the acher. Rabbi Yonit Katab Sakasha.
I assume we're only talking about the second haircut before the Kaban Sosa.
Right, we're only talking about the second one. That's that one with its ma'akim.
There's no argument about that he didn't do anything until after that and after the Kabbalahs.
Right, we're talking about the one post Kabbalahs, and it's based on the acher. Thank you. If you look at the. Put your finger here by Marzutra. If you look at the next shtickel, Ran is fourth of the middle wide lines. Middle wide lines, Dr. Ran, Tiglachas mi akeves, Pluktihi, der Blozer verabban, der Blozer, Hodichsiv, the Achar, Yishta noze yoin, Hainu Achar, Kola masim kulon, the Hainu, Tiglachas, and the Hatzoz Domim. Hatzoz Domim means the bringing of the Kabbanis. Ul Rabbanim miyad shehevi karbanoisav mutamiyayin. As soon as he brings his Kabbanis, he's allowed to go and drink his wine immediately. So therefore the Taglachas is not ma'akiv. Oh, but it's a mitzvah. If you delay the performance of that mitzvah, bal tiyacher, you're oiver. That's this pshat of Rav Acha Brei Ravik. And since we're talking about now post-Naziris, that process of becoming a civilian again, says Mazutra, I have even a better pshat. Don't talk about Tiglachas, since we're learning Bal Ta'acher, which is really a Karbonois Aveira, learn Karbonois to Karbonois. Marzuta Breda Mary Omar, Oyu Bal Ta'acher Karbonoisov. Meaning that the Torah says that when you finished off your 30 days, you're supposed to go and bring your Karbonois. When Amazbi says, nah, I can live without drinking wine for another 2 months. I'll bring my kabbalas in a month from now, 2 months from now. Was Brent? I don't have to rush to bring my kabbalas.
Does he remain a nozer if he hasn't brought his kabbalas?
He remains a nozer in the sense that he's not allowed to drink wine. All these surim still apply.
And if he were to counter a tough
tuna snake,
would he be...
The Gemara only took Bavach Yishta a nozer yoyin. So I don't know whether the other halachas would also apply. Meantime, we get to Masechus Nozer, we'll go through all of that. But as far as our Gemara is concerned, what the Gemara is saying is, bring your kabbanis. Why are you dilly-dallying? Oh, you dilly-dally, then you're oiver on the Bal Ta'achar of kabbanis. For the first time, the Ran says that this time, this Bal Ta'achar of kabbanis is talking about the three regalim. All the other Bal Ta'achars that we had until now, for instance, pushing off the Naziris Tahara, or, like the Gemara just said now, about pushing off Tiglachas, all of these things is not something that you have to wait three regalim. If you dilly-dally and don't do it immediately, then you're over Bal Ta'achar. For the first time, says Iran, Bal Ta'achar, Karban Oysef, 6-7 lines in, of the middle wide line. Lahach ukimta ain't over Bal Ta'achar, according to this Teretz, he's only over the Acher Gimel Regal. All the others until now, it's a Miyad. You gotta do your Naziris Tahara Miyad. You gotta go and do your Tiglachas Miyad. Oh, and talking about the three Kabbanis, there you, the Nazir, yeah, exactly. So you could theoretically wait for three regalim to go and bring your three kabbalas.
It's exactly the same thing. You have a carbon, you're not bringing it.
Oh, it does. Zayik. So you learn one from the other. Bal Ta'achar kabbalas. Okay. So this is where we have now concluded our list of potential answers for the question of the Bal Ta'achar. But Frank Di Gemara yet, You're telling me that the whole makor of Balta Acher by Karbonos and not by Karbonos, by Naziris, or especially if the focus really is on this last Teretz. And this last Teretz, you're telling me that the Balta Acher is referring to the bringing of the Karbonos by the Nazir. Why do I need the Hekish from Nidorim to Naziris? What was the Hekish again? Because it says in this week's Sedra that he's going Ish ki yafli linder neder nozir lahazel Hashem. And just like by Nidorim there's a din of Bal Yachel and there's a din of Bal Te'acher, similarly by Naziris is a din of Bal Te'acher. What's the Bal Te'acher by Naziris according to this final Teretz? It's the Bal Te'acher Korban Oisev. Frek Timora, so what do I need to learn that from Nidorim? Umin hocha nafkele, imi hoza nafkele. I have from the regular generic pasuk. What's the generic pasuk? That if a ishkiyido neder, if a person goes and makes a neder to go and bring a carbon, lo yisa'acher l'shalmoy, you gotta bring it promptly. Ki dorish yidushenu Hashem elikecha me'imach v'lo yisisa olav chet. Be careful, go and do it promptly, because dorish yidushenu. Now that pasuk starts off kiyidor neder. Kiyidor neder, of course, means a person is menader. He goes and says from his own free will, from his good heart, I'm going to go and bring a carbon oila. I'm going to bring a carbon shlomi. Lo yisa'acher l'shalmai. But what happens with gemush legabi a carbon chatas or an asham that you cannot bring b'toyres neder? Is there a din of balta acher even by a chatas the asham? So tomorrow, yeah. I don't learn it from the kiyidor neder, but I learn it from kiyidorish yidrushenu. Eilu chatois v'ashamois. Oh, so the din of balta acher by a chatos, it says by the generic din of balta acher. So why do I need a special limud to go and tell you that the three karbonis by a nozir? I learned the din of balta acher from the din of nidorim mit a hekish. Forget about the hekish. Let's assume that there was never any hekish. The reason why you have to go and bring your kabbonis promptly is because the Torah says you make a neder loisa'acher l'shalmai. Neder refers to an oyla v'teshlam. I was mitachatas kidorish yidrishanu. So therefore, you have to bring all three promptly because of that. Then, on the hekish from nedarim. Everything more. No. I do need the hekish after all. Because mao the same chiddush hu shechiddush toyre benozir. Nozir is a special din. It's novel. It has chiddushim. Since it's chiddushim, oh, maybe the din about the acher doesn't apply. That's why I need a special limud. Now the Gemara wants to know what chiddush we're talking about. And the Gemara is going to struggle with this back and forth. We're going to try to find two or three different chiddushim here and onto the Amud Beis for a few lines. What chiddush is there by Nazir that I need a special miyucha dik about the acher? My chiddush. Eilemud loy matfis lei lechatis Nazir v'neider. What does that mean? As we know, any time a person wants to, he can go and bring a carbon. He can go and be menadev or menadev to bring karmachatas, not a chatas, an oilo or a shlomim. What happens if a person who's a regular civilian, a regular civilian says, Hari olai to bring a chatas nozir. Will that be effective? The answer is no, because only a nozir can go and bring a chatas nozir. A plain civilian cannot bring a chatas nozir. Oh, so that's the chiddush. That even though I took an animal, and I said to that animal, you animal, hareini muchanam zum, and I'm making you now into the kedushas chatas nozir, because I'm going to bring a chatas nozir. It's not effective. Oh, grace a chiddush. So therefore, since you have this big chiddush, I would think there's no din about to acher. Frank Timura, that's not a special din by Chatas Nazir. Hari Chatas Chaylev Shin Matfisa Ben Neder is also Oyver Bebal Te'acher.
Is this such thing as there's a Chatas Nedova?
Exactly. A Chatas by definition is for purposes of Kapara. The only person that can go and be Menadav Menader a Chatas is a person who's Chayev Karm Chatas. If you're not Chayev Karm Chatas and you go and say to this animal, Bishu Ye Chatas, you've said Devorim Betalim Umavutolim, Lo Sharirim Veloy Kayomen. Now, although the Gemara refers to Chatas Chaylev, the Ram quickly points out that Chatas Chayv is of Lav Dafka. It's a generic euphemistic term to refer to any general Chatas. Why does the Gemara chap on the word Chatas Chayv? That's already the two pshatim in the Rishayim. One pshat is because the iser of chaylev is matzui. Why is it matzui? Because all people have in their homes meat. Not all women know how to do a proper nikur to go and cut off all of the fat. Hopefully the butchers do know. But the point is that you have meat that might have chaylev on it. So by mistake, a person might go and eat chaylev. So that's something which is matzui. But to go and do any other isurim, it's something which is much more infrequent or rare. And that's why we refer to chatas chaylev, because that's the frequent fly. Most people that come to the Beis Midrash, the Kohen asks, what do you bring? Bring a chattis. What chet did you do? I ate chaylev. Oh, next guy, what did you do? I ate chaylev. So that's 9 out of 10, presumably, people brought the karm chattis because of chaylev. That's one reason. Another reason that's given by Rashi in Masechta Soita is because of the fact that the parsha of chattis and the parsha of chaylev come together one pasuk after the other. And so therefore, what's the smichus of chaylev, and then next person talking about chatas, to go and tell you that's why the Gemara chaps on chatas chaylev, because of the smichas
hapsukim. I think this
bigger. But you can say, maskim. What's with the frame?
Why, if I intend to become a nazir, why can't I designate my korban before I even become a nazir? Why is it out of context to me to designate my korbanos before I adopt my naziris?
It's a good question, but Lamai says, oh, is this? And when we get to Masechtas Nozir, we'll have to go into this in greater detail. But for our purposes, the Gemara thought, at least in the Havamina, that there's a special kula and a special chidush by Chatas Nozir that we don't find elsewhere, and that is that you can't go be makdish Chatas Nozir unless you're a Nozir. But that's nothing mechudosh. Every Chatas Chelev you can go and make it into a Chatas unless you are a Chote.
It's before, you might change your mind. So you can't, it's still Chatas.
Okay, so
why can't I mark it and say it's a Chatas for
it's not Chalda bin Chatas.
Just as you can promise I will sponsor a Nazir with his korbanos.
Yeah.
Why can't I say I will sponsor a Nazir with this chatas of a Nazir?
I don't see it.
Is it a general market?
It's not a generic. It's
you can't menade
at this moment.
You can't menade to sponsor a Nazir for his korbanos.
No, you can't at this point.
Okay, and we get to the second
one. It's not only a chattis thing.
All we're trying to end for now is why I need a special bow to Acher over here. Why do I need a special lima to Hekish from the Dorim to the Zeros? And the Gemara says, because chattis of a Nozer is something very mechudosh. And the Gemara says, it's not so mechudosh, it's like any chattis. If it's just like a regular chattis, then learn it vayta, kidorish yedushenu, elechatoiz ba'ashamoiz. So to my Lamai Chedushay, I have a new pshat. Forget about this pshat. Barry didn't like it, the Pinchas was upset, everybody was nervous about it, so therefore a noob shot totally. So kedai techemina hoyl the omar hareni nozer afilim min chartzon have a nozer la koil aimavi labrele mimishu balti acher kamash malon. What the Gemara is telling us is that a miyachem esechtes nozer we're going to learn at least according to one man the omar. What happens if the person didn't just say hareni nozer? He said hareni nozer min chartzon. Everybody knows chartzon means the kernloch, the seat. And therefore, the pasuk says, mechartzanim v'adzog lo yoichel, a person who happens to be a nozir, not only is he not allowed to eat the nice, juicy, moist, luscious grapes, but he's not allowed to even eat the seeds inside. It's really the pits to eat the seeds inside. And therefore, what happens if the person says, hareni nozer min chartzon? This man, the Yomah, says, it automatically blooms, flourishes and becomes a full-fledged nazir in the nozir l'chol davar for everything.
There's no even half a nozir.
Exactly. According to this man, the Yomah.
Yeah.
Aha. So therefore, that's a big chiddush. I only want to be nozer min chartzon. I love grapes and I can't stand grape seeds. And therefore I'm saying, hareni nozer min, it makes no difference. It becomes an automatically a full-fledged nozir. Oh, it's a big chiddush. And since it's such a chiddush, eimu loy lavar alev mishum bal ta'acher, maybe there shouldn't be a bal ta'acher din. Asom chiddush. Kamash v'lan. Now, even before we continue, I'm sure you're thinking to yourself, that doesn't sound right, because this chiddush is a chiddush lahachmir, a chumrah, that even though you only said menachartzen, it blooms and becomes everything. Because it's such a chiddush, let's find a kula. What's the kula? There shouldn't be a din about the achim. The chayr of the svara is punkt faket. If there's such a special chiddush over here, al achas kam v'kama kal v'choymer ben benoishul kal v'choymer, there certainly should be a din of bal te'acher, because it's so mechudish mitachumra. So the Gemara is going to ask that kasha in another 2-3 lines. But I'm just planting it in the seed of this chatzanim I'm planting here, so people should go and understand the kasha as soon as we get to it. It was intended. Anyway, says Imar Hani Chalamandi Omar. ki nozim in a chartz and have a nozim lakoyim. This teres lechoyra has an appeal. Gerecht, it's a big chiddush. Tidjus in a chartz and it becomes a nozim lakoyim. But El Rav Shimon the Omer ain nozir achiyazim mikulon mayikalei. Rav Shimon disagrees and he says achiyazim mikulon. Now this smart doesn't mean that according to Rav Shimon a person has to go and say hareni nozir min azog u min achatzanim u min asarois u min atumas meisim u min ashkois. It doesn't mean that. He just means to say is if you say hareni nozir stam hareni nozir avari nozir for 100% for everything. If you're starting to enumerate, then you got to enumerate everything. Just saying min acharitzin alone, garnished. Min azog alone is garnished. But it's a zogzuch, you have to say, the ganze, the zogach, the zog, mit the chatzanim, mit the yayin, mit the tumas, mit the ganze geschäft. So therefore, not considered yet, right? Give him a hand. Very good pshat. El Reb Shimon, the Omar ein nozer achiyazim ikulon. So therefore, there is no grace of chiddush is my ikul amemer. So back to square one. If there's no chiddush, what do I need a special balti acher for? I can learn it from generic. V'oid, hay chiddush l'chomrehu. Like we just asked a moment ago. That's that you say according to the first man the Omar. That he's nozer min acharz and have a nozer l'kol. That's a grace of chiddush l'chomre. So from that, you want to learn a kula, no balti acher. I'll tell you what the chiddush is. So kedaitachem in a hoyel v'yem gilach al achas mishlosh den yotza loy lever alei bebalti acher. So this is what we spoke about earlier on in the daf, that we spoke about before whether tiglachas is ma'akiv or not. And one man the Yom said, nah, it's not ma'akiv. You can already drink v'acher acher yishtanoz yoyin right after the bringing of the three karbanis. Now the Gemara says, really and truly, you don't even need to bring all three. If you bring one karban, is already enough. Achar yishta hanozer yoyin. Avad and avad, you're not yoytze the mitzvah that a nozer has to bring three karbanis. You have to bring them. Well, but lemaisa, you're yoytze. When the Gemara says yotze, it doesn't mean you're yoytze karbanis. Yotze means he leaves, he exits his status of nozer, and now he can become a regular civilian, drink wine, be metamala mesim, eat grapes, etc., etc. If you look at the Rosh on the left-hand margin, says the Rosh, Vim Gilachi on the left-hand side, Vim Gilach Alachas Mishloshin Yotza, U Mutalishto Yisiyayin, U Letamala Meisim, Viyashlam Kabanoisim, Bimashlam some other time. It's a Mishnah, the Berigilaminim. So the point is, oh, this is a big chiddush. It says that even though you have a mitzvah to go and bring all three karbanas, but if you only bring one, it's enough for purposes of leaving nazir status. So if you see that there's this big kula that the other two karbanas, you got time, sebrednish, maybe maybe I can bring it in 5 years from now too. Sebrednish, I don't have to bring it within 3 years gala, maybe in 5 years. Kamash v'lan, that's why the pasuk says nine. I learn from the darim. I don't learn from the generic. I learned from the darim a special din that there's a din about to acher, even by those other two kabbonis that you got to bring it within the three regalim. Beautiful text. No, I'm going to go back to that earlier teretz that I had before, and I'm going to rehabilitate the teretz. My chidusha, I'll tell you what the chidush is. Mishum duloy matfisoy benader, that a person who is a civilian cannot say haray olai, I'm going to go and bring a chatas nozir. It's impossible to bring a chatas nozir unless you're a nozir. Aye, but you said that is shver. That you said a chatas chaylev, also a regular civilian that didn't eat chaylev or wasn't over any isser of kores to go and bring a karm chatas. He also cannot bring it b'neder. But this is shver because chatas chaylev ka'asi the kapara. That's why the Torah says that if I didn't do a chait, I can't go and bring a chatas chaylev. But chatas nozir l'mayasi chatas nozir doesn't make a kapara, nor does chatas nozir automatically give you a heter to go and drink wine after the end of the naziris. It's just a mitzvah that the Bar Yishalom gave. It's a beautiful mitzvah, but lemaisa it doesn't accomplish kapara. It doesn't accomplish heter. It's just you bring a karm chatas, and so therefore, I would think that you could bring it b'neder, kamash malon, that's the chiddush, that you cannot bring it b'neder. And therefore, since you have this chiddush, that's why I need a special liman of balti acher. I cannot rely on kidorish yidrishenu. Frank Dimara. So the Ran asked that kasha on the Omid Aleph. He said, don't we find that there is a shtikal nozer choytehu? Says the Ran, nevertheless, ikur korban le osi le kapar. Even though in a chanam, he said, you all do a shtikal kapar because he's a choyte. But the ikur part, that's what the Ran says in the Omid Aleph. This Ran bothers me a lot because the Ran says, how do I know that the karm chattis comes le chaper? Like you just said now, for the Gemara Daf Yud. However, if you go to the Gemara Daf Yud, it's referring to not the carbon of the Nazir Tohar, it's referring to the Chattis of the Nazir Tomei.
That's right, that's where it that, that's the Shimon HaKappah.
Exactly, that's where the whole Limud is. And the Gemara quotes the Pasuk.
By the way, I don't remember it from the Gemara, I remember it from Rashi in this set of the Shimon HaKappah.
100%, but it's the Shimon HaKappah or Lozer HaKappah. Blows the cup of Rabbi Yomer. No, it's okay. Good as you say, but it says that he has to go and bring echad lichatas v'echad li'oyla v'chiper ola me'asher chota al hanofesh. Blows the cup of Rabbi Yomer v'chiper ola me'chashot al nefesh v'chiper eize nefesh chota zeh el shetzir atzim min hayayin and a kal v'choymer ma'azesh l'tzir atzim min hayayin is kori choyte and mitzar atzim v'kol dover dover is kori choyte. Frank Timora of hadin krua benozitomek zeh, but that pasuk talking about benozitomek. Evdimora mishum dishona because he repeated the chay twice. What's repeated the chay twice? Number one, he shouldn't become a nazir at all because he's mitzayr atzim and ayay. And number two, he has to start as nazir all over again. And he was over, he violated it by becoming tameh. Ah, we throw the books at him, and therefore that's the carbon which is mechaper. But the gevein lecha carbon chatas that you bring for nazir tohar, the Gemara doesn't say is mechaper, but the Ran suggests that it is. So the Choy is a bit so schwer. Ran, one has to look up the Achrayim, what they say. But regardless, even the Ran says, but that's not the Ikra Karm. Yeah, it's a Shtikl Kapar, not the Ikra Karm. So getting back to our Gemara, so Nochemul, that's what the Chiddush is. What is the Chiddush? The Chiddush is, the Echel of Chattas, I understand, accomplishes a kapara, and that's why I cannot be menader. I cannot donate a voluntary chatas chayla. But why can't I donate a voluntary chatas nazir? It's just a mitzvah. So I want to also have a shtikl mitzvah. Not to be a full-fledged nazir, but to be a shtikl nazir. I'll bring a karm chatas nazir. So Timora, no. You're wrong. I'll show you by other chatois. By chatas yoledes, to lay asi le kapara. Every yoledes has to go and bring a karm chatos. And that's not for kapara purposes. And even though everybody's going to go and chirp in and say, no, it is for kapara purposes. Why? Because every single yoledes says, I'm never going to go and have another child. And then after that, she goes and she's bored. She lets her husband live with her and then she becomes again pregnant. So again, the Ran asks that kasha. Ran asks, didn't we learn beperakama Pelis, the yoledes choytasi, the bishur shekaras, the yoledes koyfetzes v'nishbas, shloiz dizokik lebaalo, itzach yor lekapara, and nochmul the same teretz, ikar karbona ein abo al chayt. And here the Ran says, and I'll tell you why. Shef harei afilu yoydas paatzma shloi hirra bedover klum. What happens if she says, I didn't jump up and make a shvur that aloi tizokik lebala? Not only that, I was under anesthesia, so I couldn't jump up and say that I'm not tizokik lebala. Nevertheless, we be a carbon. She still has to bring a carbon anyway. So this is more alpi drush, alpi sod, alpi. It's a nice thing, a shtikl kapara, but it's not really, really kapara because the Rebbeinu Shlom said you have to bring a carbon chatos. So if that's the case, so then that chatos is just like our chatos, and just like that chatos, a person who's not a yoledes, most of us are not yoldesin. If any one of us would say, I'm going to bring a chatas yeledes, it would not be chal. So the same thing is overlay, but there is a din about the acher. So the same thing over here. Even though I'm not a nazir, if I say I'm going to bring a chatas nazir, I should be over about the acher. What do I need to go and bring a hekish from nidorim to nazir? Learn it from the generic hidorish yidrishenu hashem lekecha meimach lerabbis hashomais vechatois. Everything Gemara. Even though the chatas yeledes is not for kapora, but it does accomplish. What does it accomplish? He kosharila lemeichel bekodshim. As a result of bringing the chatas yeledes, the yeledes will be able to now eat kodshim. Aha. I don't understand. But when the nazir brings one out of the three kabbonis, for instance, the chatas, he can now go and drink wine. So now, this one is a matir and this one is a matir. What's the difference between the two? Says the Ran, there's a big difference. Because achilas kodshim is a mitzvah. while drinking wine is not a mitzvah. I was machin kiddush. You make kiddush on chalas, you have somebody else be moitzi you. Arbekosis says that's the rabbanan mishnah raisa. So now, for instance, where is the ran? Look at the top ran on the right hand margin. So you're going to say, what's the mitzvah of eating kachim? So the top ran. And now she's tar. And achidus kachim mitzvah. Kigoin achidus psachim to ishanam mechayva. Every person in Klai Yisrael mechayv in Karban Pesach. So if you have your lettuce that gave birth to metabriz, metamazeltah, metagantzah, metashulam zuchar, all of that is wonderful. Yeah. But she will not be able to go and eat from Karban Pesach until she brings her Karban Chatas. And when she brings her Karban Chatas, then she's allowed to go. Oh, come to Choyset, this Chatas accomplishes a lot. And therefore that's why I, that cannot be a Yoledis, cannot go and bring a Chatas Yoledis. However, since the Chatas knows it doesn't accomplish anything, oh, but it accomplishes, you're going to go and drink wine. Shkoyach, so you won't drink wine. Who says you have to drink wine? So therefore, Jokti Gemara, that's why Soka Daitachim, and I should be able to go Min Mekabel Olai a Chatas Nozir Be Neder, and since the Torah says metachidush that you cannot, or because of that chidush, so kedai techemin, there shouldn't be a din about the acher. They have to have a special limud from nidorim to nozir that there's a din about the acher, even by a chatos nozir. And with this, we have ended this beautiful Gemara that went and discussed how you could even have a Hechatimtza Baal Te'acher, and why do I need a special din of Baal Te'acher by the dinim of the Kabbanis. By Nazir, L'chayr, it shouldn't be any better or any worse than any other Kabbanis. And now the Gemara focuses on the tail end of yesterday's Braisa. Remember that Braisa says, Ein Hekish Lemechza, once I'm learning out the din of Yodois Nidorim from Nezirus, I learn Nezirus from Nidorim. What do I learn from Nidorim? So we already said the Bal Yachel and Bal Ta'acher, but we're not finished yet. Omamar, Uma Nidorim Av Meifen Nidre Bitoi, Ubal Meifen Nidre Ishtoi, Av Nezirus, Av Meifen Nezirus Bitoi, Ubal Meifen Nezirus Ishtoi. In other words, just like by a regular neder, if a daughter or a wife makes a neder of inu nefesh, beinor le beinor le gabi a wife, machloikis. And now the husband or the father wants to be mefer, so do agam tzedinim in the parsha nedarim, many, many psukim that he can go and be mefer. But it doesn't say anywhere in the parsha of nazir that if a girl took upon herself nazirus, or if a wife took upon nazirus, how do I know that the husband could be mefer? Oh, that's what I learned from the hekish nedarim to nazirus, that the husband can be mefer. After all, Nedarim and Nezirus are almost the same. In fact, if you remember, Pinchas asked yesterday, isn't Nezirus really only a subset of the parsha of Nedarim? So L'chayra, just like by Nedarim, is a din of being Mefer, so automatically I'll be Svara you. What do I have to have a special Hekish for? Why did Kadosh Baruch Hu was makbid to make this Hekish? So tomorrow I'll tell you why. Kitzusa means that there is no timeline. It can go on forever. If the wife or the daughter says, I'm not going to eat an apple, she won't be able to eat apple for the rest of her life. She didn't give it any timeline. If the person just says, I already know it, 30 days it's over. I would say, aim a light. Because what's the reason why the father or the husband have the right to go and be mefer? Because, for instance, especially the Gabi, the husband, we said that this spoils the relationship. The husband says, I can't live with an isha nadronis, that she makes all these vows and all these oaths. I can't live with a lady like that. That's only a vow and oath that lasts for the next 50 years. But it's only going to last for 30 days. No! 30 days come to chosaltin. I'll sit and I'll wait for savlanut, 30 days. So therefore I might think he can't annul it, kamash malon, that have a special din. Know that even though it's only 30 days, nevertheless he can go me mefer the naziris immediately. Very good. Okay, with this we finished the whole discussion. Beautiful, beautiful. Now we get back to our Mishnah. So the boy said, do me a favor, please. Let's look back in the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. And with this we'll understand the Gemara very, very well. In the middle of the Mishnah, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, it's hard to miss the Mishnah, right? It's there and smack in the middle, the top. State in the Mishnah, what are the Yodis Nadarim? So in the second line, Ho'oimer, third line, Ho'oimer Lachaveri, Madrani Mimcha, Murfashani Mimcha, Miruchukani Mimcha. That's the Lushan in the Nader. I am Noider from you, I am Mufrish. Mufrish means I'm separating myself from you. Miruchukani, I'm distancing myself from you. And then it says, Shani oichel lecha, Shani toyim lecha. Osir. So now there are two ways of possibly learning pshat in the Mishnah. One way would be to learn lechoyer the poshe pshat, that these are five separate examples of a person making a yad. What are the five? One, mudrani. Two, mufreshani. Three, muruchakani. Four, shani oichel. Five, shani toyim lecha. That's the way you could learn it. However, the Ran on the bottom of the Omid says, no. That in fact, you have to merge them. What means merge them? That you really only have three cases in the Mishnah. And the three cases are, Mudrani Mumcha, Shani Oicha Lecha, or Shani Toyim Lecha. Or, case number two, Mufreshani Mumcha, Shani Oicha Lecha, or Shani Toyim Lecha. Or three, Mirchukani Mumcha, Shani Oicha Lecha, Shani Toyim Lecha. Why do we have to say this second shot? Because, according to what we'll see in the Gemara in a moment, in the name of Shmuel, Shmuel says that if you just say Mudrani alone, or Mufreshani alone, I don't know what it means. For instance, Mufreshani, I will separate myself from you. Maybe that means that I'm no longer going to daven in the same Bismedish. I'm going to daven in the next Bismedish. I don't want to be near you. Mirchukani Mimcha means I'm going to move out to another city. I want to distance myself. So I wouldn't know that this is referring to Midi de Achila or Midi de Hanor. How do I know? It's not even though there's a din of Yad, but it's got to be Yad Mechiach. Yad Mechiach means, I know what he's talking about, even though he's not really saying the entire sentence. But just saying Mufreshani Mimcha alone, I don't know what he's talking about. It could be a million different things.
Why can't it be all of them?
And Echarami could be everything. Exactly. So that's the question.
I
don't know exactly what he's saying. It's so vague and so ambiguous. Says Shmuel, to be a Yad Mechiach, you have to add these additional words. What's my Mefreshani Mimcha? Legabe Midi De'achila Sheni Oichalcha. I'm no longer going to come to your house for Kiddush. I'm no longer going to come for Kugel or for pizza. Or Mefreshani Mimcha Sheni Toyim Lecha. I'm not even going to be Toyim. Not I'm not going to eat a Midi De'achila. I'm not even going to taste. In other words, I cannot. Anyway, the point is, Shmuel is going to tell us that this is, you have to merge the cases. It's not five separate cases. It's Rani Mimcha, Shani Oicha Lecha. Then that becomes a Yad. It's not a full-fledged, because he still didn't say Aloshin Isur. He just said, Mudrani Mimcha, there should be a neder between us, Legabi Midi Dachila. Or Mufreshani Mimcha, there should be a separation between us, Legabi Midi Dachila. So what does that mean? Maybe it means we should eat together, but at the other side of the table. You eat on one table, we'll make a machitz in the middle, I'll eat on this side, that side. Still not clear. But that is at least the Yad Mechiach for our purposes. So getting back to our Gemara, the Gemara yet now on Dalet Amid Beis. Amid Shmuel. Bekulon! In all the three cases of Mufreshani, Mudrani, Mirchukani, Achiyoimer, Shani Oichalacha, Shani Toyim Lacha. Mufreshani, Mudrani alone is garnished. Zero. If you tag on the word Shani Oichalacha, Shani Toyim Lacha, now it's considered to be a full fledged night.
And Shani Oichalacha means not.
Well, okay, well, I didn't address that yet because we'll see a Mitchum in the Gemara shortly. The Ran is going to learn Nishnazai. That Shani Oichalacha, Shani Toyim Lacha alone is sufficient. It's just the Mudrani is insufficient. Well, we're going to get to that in a moment. I didn't want to get into that yet, so we shouldn't get lost and confused. But at this point, on the first three Lishoinis, you have to tag on Shani Oicha Lecha or Shani Toim Lecha. I'll bring you a Rai from a Braisa Nishtozai. The Braisa divides up these five into two separate categories. Look, the Braisa. Mudrani Mimcha. Mufreshani Mimcha, Mirchukani Mimcha, Har is the Asr. Shani Oicha Lecha, Shani Toyim Lecha, Har is the Asr. Now, could it be any clearer than that? So, it's telling you that the first three of the Shoydis are enough on their own. I don't need to come on to the other two. So what are you telling me that I have to merge it? Sigmar, of course, gives a Shtikel Doichik Teres. Hachik Tani. What the Braisa really means to say is, start of the price again. Mudani Mimcha, Mufreshani Mimcha, Mirchukani Mimcha, Har is the Asr. But when, Bamed Varmamur, when is it Asr? Baim Shani Oicha Lecha, or Shani Toyim Lecha. Because those three Lashonis on their own are really nothing. You have to add on the other two. The Ran points out immediately that the Gemara is going to ask in another few lines, what do I need a second Har is the Asr for? In other words, this pshat, although it's a doichik pshat, maskim, but find it's a pshat, the medvar mamur. But why do you have to say harizeh osur again? All you need to say to harizeh osur the first time. Murani mimcha, mirvishani mimcha, mukani mimcha, harizeh osur. When is it osur? Only if you add it, shani oichel, shani toyim lecha. Stop. Why do you say harizeh osur? I know it's harizeh osur. So that's going to be the kashin, more another three, four lines.
I would have thought the opposite. the last is good, the osir. The first is no good because only half a steak.
Yeah, but the answer is for forget.
Okay.
Anyway, Anyway, that's going to be a problem. We're going to have another few lines, but we don't have to address that problem yet. What we do have to address is Vatani Ibcha. Yep. If you look at the run on the right hand margin, go up from the middle wide lines, go up 5-6 lines. And the beginning of the line is Ulakamen Parich. Everybody have Ulakamen Parich? Kam Parich is the beginning of the line.
It's after Alahohi Kamashmuel, even before that.
Ulakamen Parich.
Oh, all the way up.
You have Ulakamen Parich?
Yes.
Ulakamen Parich. Imkain Osir de Seifa Lamali. What do I need the Osir de Seifa? Ubedinu de Likshale Hachi Miyat. Really, we should ask it immediately, like we asked it immediately. I have even a better kasha lefum svara de maksha. So we're going to get to this kasha in another few lines. Don't be noy. This says the Ran. We're going to get to it, but we could already ask it now. If it's a bemedvar mamurim, what do I have to add again? The how does it osir de seifa lamali? What do I have to repeat it a second time? So let's get back to the Gemara. What is the better kasha? Frank Gemara v'atanya ipcha. I have another price of punfaket. What's the price of punfaket? Shani oicha lecha, shani toim lecha is asur. Mudrani mimcha, rafashani mimcha, mulkani mimcha, how is it asur? Oh, so now it's very, very clear. We see again, these are all on their own. And now you can't say, b'medvarm amurim, says the Ran. When do I say, shani oicha lecha, shani toim lecha is asur? B'medvarm amurim, says the Ran. No, you cannot give that teretz. Why could you give that teretz? Because shani oicha lecha and shani toim lecha is enough on its own. If you look at the first wide line of the, not the wide line, the middle wide lines of the Ran, Mudrani Mimcha Harize Asur, says the Ran, the Lekalameima the Seifa Pirusha Deresha, Ubimed Devar Mamurim Ketani, like we said before, Dumya the Idach, the Bishani Oichalacha, Lekaman the Talig the Mitzah. If a person just says Shani Oichalacha, that's already enough. If I look at you and I say Shani Oichalacha, that's already a Yad. And the Ran later on is going to say, maybe Shani Oichalacha means the Achilna Mashma, that I will come to you. You don't want me to come to Kiddush? I'm coming anyway, and that's my name, Shani Oichalacha. So the Ran says that the word She'ani is extra. It could have just said Oichalacha. Why is it She'ani Oichalacha? The She'ani Oichalacha comes to tell you that he mentioned
Yisrael. How can Oichalacha be a Yad?
Don't be upset at me. It's the Ran says
you. It's on the Mishnah.
She'ani is also
She'ani. Right, you're missing a Yud. You went earlier.
She'ani would be easier.
Baruch Shem Abayis, I'm so happy that you all mecham to Ran's kasha. Ran Taka asked his kasha here on the Amud Beis. Okay. I know everybody, nobody's going to want to learn the entire Ran, everybody's going to be very nervous about that, but just to go and pick out the particular Rans that are talking about this, I want to look for the one that says Achil Namasha, the one that addresses your specific question is, of course, but look back here in Dalet Amud Beis where we are. If you look four lines from the bottom of the Amud, is that what everybody was talking
yes.
about, right? Oh, Reb Shmuel Brian HaKoyin, Yashdin. Kasha the Eloi Hizkir Koinim, name the Yad who Lishivua Veloi Leneder. If the person just says, She'eni Oichalacha, when She'eni Oichalacha, I will not eat from you, that doesn't sound like an Achepsa, it sounds like a Gavra. Oh, so if he didn't say the koinim, lo yiske koinim, named the adol shvuah v'loin aneder, the halishin the shvuah meiser nafshei, a chavtsa, v'ibishi hiskir, koinim, neder hu v'loyad, v'eichetan le'kabiyadis, in other words, manafshach. If he said the word koinim, it's a kinoi. If he didn't say the word koinim, he just said she'eni, isn't that a shvuah and not a chavtsa, it's a loshin of shvuah. Yesh loima lo'oilam b'shi hiskir koinim, he thought he did say koinim. Really? Isn't that a kinoi? Says the Ran. From the Hachi, kimin the Amalei beloshin shivua, the Haini she'eni to whom meisa nafshe achevtsa, have liyad leneider, v'loy neider gomer. Wow! The Ran says something very mechudash. He says the loshin of shivua, eini oichalacha, but he added the word koinam, which is a loshin of neider. It's not a full-fledged neider, because he said a loshin she'eni, it's a loshin of shivua. But it's not a shvuah because he said it's a koinim. you know what? It's going to be in a category of a yad l'neder. Yad l'neder is he says something which is not absolutely crystal clear. Until now we learned a yad means like 75%, 80%. Now we're saying yad means even if he says something which is ambiguous,
that's almost.
Even if you say something ambiguous, that's also enough to be a yad. Says the Ram, Kivin the Omali Blush and Shvur, Daina Sha'ini, do makes a Navsha Hefza, have a Yad the Nader, the Loy Nader Gomer. The Nader Sha'omer Blush and Shvur, if you say a Nader Blush and Shvur, Hochi Dinai, that's Taka the Din, that it becomes a Yad, Ukumash Kasaf to the Mala, and that base, what we spoke about.
You did discuss it.
Yeah, exactly, okay. But anyway, the bottom line is coming back to our Gemara, so you see that the Ram, Baruch Hashem, remembered his own Torah and Daf Beis that it could be She'ani and not only of She'ani. Okay.
Here's in the Mishnah is Ani. That's the Pierce in the
absolutely.
You mean in the printed
Mishnah?
Yeah, but not in the Gemara.
If you look at the Ran Taka and Daf Beis Amud Aleph, is the Garzi Hochi, the attack of the Mishnah is that some say below you, is the Garzi She'ani Bitayud, the Ismail Big Gemara Bissel.
But in the Mishnah,
happens often.
Absolutely. In all better editions of the Mishnah, they put in the extra yud. Shkoyach.
But how does Ani help more than for
Ani Lashon Shvua and Ani is
no, that's the other.
Ani is a Lashon Shvua. That's the problem.
So
the,
I don't see how one is more than the other Lashon Shvua.
Okay, so good. It's if you want to go back to the Ikkel HaMeidik.
Without the word koinim, it's a Lashon Shvua.
If you go with 2, 4, 6, 8, Rabbeisai, 9 lines from the bottom of the other, 9 lines from the bottom of the Amid, it says the Ikkel HaMeidik. At the end of the line, you see, 9 lines from the bottom, the Ikkel HaMeidik. Zokteran, the Ikkel HaMeidik lefum svara de makshe de mastisin. Me the Midik Tani, according to the man, the Amid that holds that these attack are 3 separate and 2 separate, and so therefore the 2 separate are on their own, that they could be a Neder. Heikik Amashani Oichelecha. Asur, how do you say that ani oichalcha alone is an iser neder? The manushach, idi yomer behedya koinim, same as we asked just now. If he says koinim shni oichalcha neder gomeru, that's a normal kinoi, that's a normal koinim. Koinim shni oichalcha v'loyad. Umasisi kantol legabi yodis. V'idu lo yomer koinim. We didn't say koinim. Dilma da'achilna mashma v'lo itzmitzaklal. Like we said a moment ago, maybe when he says shni oichalcha, he's saying I swear I'm coming over for kiddush, whether you like it or not. I'm coming. Yesh loymar li oylem de loymar kain. He didn't say kain. I v'chitema neima de achil nekama. Maybe it means I will eat instead of I won't, because there's no yud. Not like in your mishnah, it's just a shani oichalcha. Im kain my lishon is the shani oichalcha. What do I need a shani oichalcha havelin lemeim? He should say I'm coming. Why is he saying shani that I am coming? That I am coming. Elavadi kim de kama shani. Hachikama mashani oichal mishalcha yehei. Eze, am I skipping a line? Yehei, eze dovar, umayniu koinim. When he's saying sha'ani, that I'm going to eat from you. What do you mean by that I'm going to eat from you? That should be something. What should it be? It should be a koinim. But he didn't say the word koinim. Umishim haitam anami lek lakshu yamai amrin davi yad v'neidim l'amrin davi yad yishvur, etc. Anyway, the point is that the Ran is bothered by all the kashas that everybody's asking, but the Maisi says that shini oicha l'cha on its own is enough to create a yad for a neder, and therefore, getting back to this brisa, when the Gemara says "Vatani ibcha shini oich lecha shini toim lecha osur mudrani mimchamer v'shani mimchamer kani mimcha harizeh osur," you could not give a teretz. When do I say "Ani oich lecha b'medvar mamurim"? When he said "Mudrani mimcha," because even if he didn't say "Mudrani mimcha," he just says "Shani oich lecha," that would be enough for a neder. I maybe "Oich lecha" means I'm going to eat. But he said, Sha'ani means that what I'm going to eat should be something. What should it be? Should it be an elephant? No. Should be a neder of koinam. Oh, so that's a yad. Azizok the Ramshat. So Ibazoi say, can't say medvar memori. Ever the Gemara tani hachi. Ukvar oma mudrani. Ah. Rather learn pshat in the Bryce, not medvar memori, but rather. When do I say in the Sefer of this Brice, Mudrani Mimchomer, Fashani Mimchomer, Ruchani Mimchomer, Hariz the Osir? When Kvar Omar, if he also added the word Shani Oichel Choshani Toyim Lecha, because if he just says Mudrani Mufashani Mimchomer on its own, it's zero. So it's almost like the Medvar Mamurim of the
it's
previous Brice. Exactly. So you have to add the words Ukvar Omar. When do I say that Mudrani Mimchomer, Fashani Mimchomer, etc.? If he added those words, it becomes a package deal or what? Say tomorrow, Ihochi Haina Reisha. If that's the case, it's the same thing as. Now, Reisha sounds like the first part of the Brisa, but the Ran says he doesn't really mean.
It's not one Brisa.
It just means in the first Brisa. You see the second wide line of the Ran, Ihochi Haina Reisha. Lav Reisha Mamish Kamar, Elkim the Icy Half Brisa Kamaisa, Karle Reisha Kalemari Shaina. And so, therefore, what he's saying is, it's the same as the other Brisa. Why do you have two Brisa telling you the same thing? The Oid. Aser Lamalila Misni. This is what we spoke about before. Okay. Why do you have to have twice? So Rabbi Pinchas said the first one, the Ran said the second one, but you certainly don't have to have two of them. One is enough. Elam Shmuel. So Shmuel says a brand new pshat, a gewaldig chiddush. Everybody's going to jump from their seats. Elam Shmuel, time the Amish and the Oichel Shalosh and the time lecha who the Aser v'chaveri mutar. In other words, what Shmuel is now changing his whole din based on these two prices. If you say Murfashani Mimcha, Mirchukani Mimcha, or Mudrani Mimcha, these Lashonis are enough to make you Asur.
To his thing.
Not only is it going to be Asur, you on him, but him on you. It's going to be a mutual Isur. Reuven says to Shimon, Mudrani Mimcha, I don't want to have anything more to do with you. And therefore, I'm not going to speak to you or eat. I don't know about speaking, but I'm not going to go and eat from your apples, and you are not allowed to eat from my apples. Miruchukani, Mufreshani, you stay away from me, I stay away from you. It's mutual, it works both ways. Says Shmuel, Taima di omashani oichel chashani toim lecha. If he added mudranim chashani oichel lecha shani toim lecha, who di asib chaver muta? Then only I am asib because I said shani, I am not allowed to eat from you, but you can come eat from me. That's if he added the words avo tap of the omen. Omar Mudrani Hemach, which means Mudrani Mimcha, Lechudei. If he just said those words alone, Mudrani Mimcha, without adding Shani Oichalcha, Shneyem Asurim, both will be also one on the other. Kihadrim Yosef Rab Chanina said, Mudrani Hemach, min Mudrani Mimcha, Shneyem Asurim, tap ran on the left hand margin, near Be'enai, Tehainu Tam. What's Taka the reason? I said Mudrani Mimcha, why is it both? Ah, Zakran Mishim de Mashma, Mudrani Unachos. A total Chinese wall. I know it's not politically appropriate to say Chinese wall, but a total separation barrier. I'm sorry? The Great Wall of
China. An
iron curtain. I make a full curtain and a mountain in between the two of us. Ani in a chosai, mimcho min a chosecha. Hilkach. Even the Bechlal Ani have a Nechosim. Since when a person says Ani, he doesn't mean his personal body, he means his Ganze Famegen, his all his possessions. Al Korcha, Chaveri Nami, Osir Boy. So when he says that on Mudrani, Ani, I am Osir, who am I Osir Mimcha from you? Just like I means my Nechosim, you means your Nechosim. Di Lab Nechosim, Lab Bnei Asuyim Mechaveri Nino. How else do you have Hanoah from the other guy? The only way you have Hanoah from the other guy is Lechoyer from his Nechosim. Are you going to go tell me maybe if he sings beautifully, then you have the Shala of Koil. Kol Mar Vareach Ein Boy Me'ila. Anyway, but getting back to Agamar, so therefore, a brand new pshat. The way we started off with the Shmuel was that we thought that Mudrani is zero. You have to add the word to make it into a yad. No, it's just the opposite. If you say it is such a good neder that it's total neder. I got to stay away from you. I got to move to Australia. I can't have any shaykhs. You to me to you, zero. That's why I add the words Shani oichalcha, shani toimlcha, to restrict it and limit it only to me, the achila, and only that it applies to me, and it doesn't apply to you. Who aser the chaveiro motor to be continued mentioned tomorrow, Rabbi Yisrael.